I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. We use them every day, and you've probably got a few in your pocket right now. Most people give them little thought, but there are those of us who pursue them with a passion, spending hour after hour digging their signals that register on our metal detectors. Of course, I'm talking about coins. And in this show, we'll tackle a few common questions about coins. Like, why aren't all coins made of the same metal? And a puzzler, what two coins were different sizes, made of different metals, and had different names, but were worth the same amount of money, and they were both used at the same time? Any idea? We'll also talk about why some coins have smooth rims and some have sawtooth rims. And why do coins come in different sizes? Are paper monies all the same size? Why not coins too? And why do coins have such thick rims? Okay, enough questions. Now the answers. Way back in 1792, when the United States Mint was established, Congress decreed that all coins be made of gold, silver, or copper. Three metals with very different values. All coins from $2.50 and up were made of gold. Silver was designated for the half dime, dime, quarter, half dollar, and dollar. And the penny and half penny were copper. To state it simply, the higher the value of the coin, the more expensive the metal used to make it. By the way, for several years after the Civil War, we had two coins that were radically different but were worth exactly the same. The half dime was a tiny coin made of silver, and the nickel was a much larger coin made of three parts copper to one part nickel, which is still the formula of today's nickel. Both coins were worth 5 cents. The half dime was discontinued in 1873. Pennies and nickels have smooth rims. Dimes, quarters, halves, and silver dollars have reeded rims, like sawteeth. Here's why. Pennies and nickels are made of common materials, but dimes, quarters, and other higher-valued coins were originally made of silver or gold. Some people would file or shave off the edge of a coin, taking just a small layer of silver or gold. By doing this with a few hundred coins, you could get quite a bit of silver or gold shavings that could be melted and formed into ingots. To prevent this kind of theft, teeth were put around the rims of silver and gold coins. Then it was obvious if the coin had been shaved. Even though we quit making silver coins in 1964, we still have the reeded rims. No, nobody would make any money by shaving today's dimes and quarters. They're mostly copper. But we kept the design because, well, those coins just wouldn't look right without those edge teeth. Are paper monies all the same size? Why not coins, too? Well, that's an easy one. It would be much harder to tell coins apart if they were all the same size. Coins are a lot smaller than paper money and harder for folks with vision problems to read. When the steel pennies came out back in 1943, people hated them because they looked like dimes, and they were penny-sized, larger than dimes. So you can imagine the problems if all coins were the same size. And on top of that, the coin machine industry would go nuts. Their machines would have a much harder time figuring out whether you dropped in a penny or a quarter. As for why coins have thick rims, there are three main reasons. First, they work better in coin machines. When new coins were designed in the early 1900s, coin machine manufacturers were actually given sample coins to test in their machines before the coin was released to the public. Another reason for raised rims? They make the coins stack nicely when you're wrapping them up in coin rolls. Without raised rims, they'd be wobbly. And finally, the raised rim protects the rest of the coin from wear when it slides across a surface. We learned our lesson on this one with Buffalo nickels. The dates wore off quickly because the date stuck up too high. If you've found any Buffalo nickels with your metal detector, odds are many of them have the date completely worn off. For more articles on metal detecting and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.